Father, we thank you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful testimony, Lord. Truly, you say the evil spirits, they are subject unto us in your name. We thank you for your wonderful testimony of trusting in the Lord, not even to our own understanding. And I say you will never fail us, never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for the wonderful protection our sister expressed. Truly, the angel of the Lord encamps around that fear the Lord and the devil. Thank you for the wonderful work you are doing through our brethren, you know, in this school, Lord. Only eternity will reveal, Lord, what is accomplished. So, as we get to the prayer session, we remember them. Now, I want to read a few scriptures here tonight before we begin to pray. Help us, Lord, and give us a better understanding of your work by the Holy Spirit whom you have given unto us. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you see, the Lord taught us many things by example, you know. You know, remember the Lord's Prayer, it comes by example. The Lord is, you know, he doesn't really force anything on the disciples. He will wait until the time when they are ready for it. Even in such a way that they will have to even ask for it, right? So they have seen go to the Mount of Olives and spend all night there, you know. Then go ahead, yeah, praise God. And they spent all night there. He never forced them to do anything, you know. Until one day he was just praying. The Bible says when he had ceased praying, then you know, they say, Lord, teach us how to pray. Now they were ready, right? Then he gave us that perfect prayer that covers all of human endeavor. Amen. If a man with faithfully pray that prayer, I mean, I don't know, it covers all of human, begin by glorifying the Lord, and end by glorifying the Lord, you know, and, you know, the Lord's prayer. So, cut to the fasting thing and so on. They've seen him many times fasting, of course, they saw him, the guy is missing through fasting, 40 days and so on. The Lord never said anything to them about anything about fasting, he just was going, right? He just taught by example, praise the Lord. You know, one time, when he was personally witnessing to the that woman of Samaria, while he was witnessing, a personal witnessing, they went to go and do for food, disciples and so forth. And when they came back, so I was talking to the Samaritan woman, they were surprised. He's talking to her anyway. And then they give the Lord food. He said, no, see, I'm not going to. Has any man given all to eat? Praise the Lord. He said, I have a meat that you have nothing about. Amen. Praise God. He took the, even when the Pharisees accused him. And how is it that the disciples of John and the Pharisees fast often and your disciples don't fast? The Lord didn't even say it. He defended them, amen?
Yeah.
Can you make the children of the, you know, bride shepherd to fast while the, you know, bridegroom is still with them? The date will come when the bridegroom will be taken away. Then shall they fast. Praise God.
Yeah.
And so he taught. So tonight I want to say something about the Lord that he taught implicitly. That is they have learned about his prayer life and so forth, that, you know, one thing that the Lord taught implicitly is the place of praise in his ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Praise, you know, and we have heard about the powerful, you know, blessing that praise can bring to a Christian. And the sister is saying the same thing. That's the way to go. Amen. Praise God. You know, and when things seem to be against you, the times are against you, the Lord is with you. Amen. When thou pass over the fire, I will be with you, amen. Even with the smoke, which will be felt upon you, praise God. You continue in praise. Anyway, so the, you know, can learn from the Lord, you know, the tonight I'm going to skip the book of Revelation series for tonight, just to make it short tonight. And we're almost at the end, the 19th chapter. So for tonight, so the place of praise in the Lord's ministry, we can learn from him. So while the Lord spent a lot of time presenting his petitions before the Father, he also spent time giving thanks and praise to God. I mentioned a few instances to show the Lord at the place of praise in the Lord's ministry and so on, and that will encourage us. We have read so many things about praise and some of that, you know. I hear from the Master himself what he did, you know. So we know on one occasion when he was visiting the cities about the Sea of Galilee, which had refused to repent, though they witnessed the great miracles, talking about Capernaum, Bethsaida and Chorazin, right? So, and they refuse to repent. You know, so and the law of God brought, you know, I had to tell them that the judgment coming. You can't just wash your hand off the truth. You have had seen these miracles. I mean, you know, after I've shown you mercy and see all these great miracles yourself, judgment will come. But one thing the Lord did, you know, in the eyes that he remembered to give thanks to God for the humble and the lowly who had received his message. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That is in Matthew 11, what I'm talking about right now. Matthew 11, you know, where 20 through 24 talk about the judgment coming upon Chorazin, upon Bethsaida, and upon Capernaum, you know. We just leave that alone. Then, following that thing, he remembered those who have received his message. In verse 25, God begins to give thanks, you know. We're talking about the place of praise and thanksgiving in the Lord's ministry. Verse 25 of Matthew 11 says, at that time, after he rebuked those cities, you know, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. He didn't get mad, but judgment had to come. He still gave thanks for those who receive him. Praise God. The place of praise in the Lord's ministry. We know that two times the Lord fed the multitude, right? One of them is in Matthew 15, you know, where he fed the 4,000. I can read about two or three verses out of there. We see that even in doing that, before the Lord paused to give thanks to God, you know? So that is in Matthew 15, 36 through 38. And he took the seven loaves and the fishes and gave thanks, you know? Talking about the place of praise in the Lord's ministry, throughout his ministry, and gave thanks and break them and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And then they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left, seven baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, that beside men and children. Praise the Lord. Bless the See, he gave thanks, you know, in every occasion. You know, he gave thanks, you know, praising God and the Father and so on. Even one of the most powerful miracles that he wrought, you know, at the tomb of Lazarus, you know, in John chapter 11, at the tomb of Lazarus, where the body of one of his loved friends, meaning Lazarus, you know, lay corrupting in the, you know, in death. The Lord had a perfect assurance, amen. Praise God. In fact, you know what he did when he told him that Lazarus was dead, you know. He had to wait another 3 or 4 days, you know. And even the disciple, he told the disciple that Lazarus sleep. You know, he was dead. And one another said, let's go wake him up. Then later they know that he was dead. Then one said, oh, let's go die with him. The disciple, they have a great spiritual form with the Lord, amen. Easy. Bible calls him the chief shepherd, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is the chief shepherd. He loves his children, he loves us and so on. Let me just read that scripture, couple of verses from John chapter 11. I mean, can you imagine the scenario in that place and so on, you know? And the Lord was giving thanks to John 11, 32. Then, when Mary was come there, was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have laid him? He said unto him, Lord, come see, come and see. Then Jesus wept. Some people will say that is a weakness, right? They forgot that Jesus is 100% man and 100% God, amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord. The humanity part of him wept. But when he raised that man who had been there for 4 days, that is God, amen? Praise the Lord. It's God attribute. When he raised him from it, that was God. When he wept, that is the humanity part of him. Praise God. So he wept. Jesus wept. That's right. You know, he was 100% man and 100% God. Then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. Of course, he loved Lazarus. When he came to that Jerusalem area, he will do his spiritual business and so on. he go to Bethany, that is the place of Lazarus and his two sisters, right? He will spend the time over there and come back to the city the other day as well. So how he loved him. Jesus said, take ye away the stone, Martha. He said, take ye away the stone. Then Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead 4 days. Verse 40 says, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Amen?
Amen.
And that applies today to every Christian believer. Praise God. See the glory of God, you know. As we believe him, you know, even for the impossible, you know, we will see the glory of God. And keep on continuing reading that same scripture. So though the Lord wept, being touched by the grief and sorrow of others, like I said, the humanity part of him, he was not awed by the power of death or the apparent hopelessness of the case. Amen?
Amen.
So when we are in the situation that looks so hopeless, we follow the Lord's example. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What was his example? After demanding that the tomb be opened, he paused to give thanks to God for the miracle that he knew would take place. Amen?
Amen.
He just knew it that it would take place. He gave thanks. So it's our example. I always like the scripture where it says that they that love him or believe in him ought also to walk as he himself walked. Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord. So in verse 41, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Amen?
Amen.
Confidence, you know, as long as thou hast heard me. And he followed by saying, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people we stand by, I said it, that they might believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead, come forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believe on him. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine, you know, what a seamlessly hopeless situation to man. And the Lord was giving his time to Isaiah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And it kind of is a pattern in the Bible, really, you know. He doesn't pray long prayers in the public, really. Praise God. What he will learn from the Lord. He can pray on that at the Mount of Olives. Amen. When they come to the scene of deliverance, he just spoke the word. Praise the Lord. Or he gave thanks. It's a thing to really, emulate about the Lord and so on. Now, so by its own example, the Lord taught us that praise and worship is a vital element of prayer, you know. And he demonstrated that God created all people to worship the Creator. Amen? Praise the Lord. By his example. Well, a classical example is in John chapter 4, that Samaritan woman that I was talking about the other time. In John chapter 4, you know the story. I won't bother us by by talking about all the story that about that woman and so that, you know. Anyway, but in verse 23, you know, and you know the woman that be a saint around the whole place that time when the Lord was around and so on. There's confusion among the Samaritans. Are we supposed to go to Jerusalem all the time to go and pray? Or is this mountain over there? So, like I always said, this question requires a prophet's answer, amen.
Amen.
And he thought, I perceive that thou art a prophet, amen. Let me take opportunity to hear a prophet's answer to this question, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But we know that he was more than a prophet, amen. And she herself confessed later, amen. Praise God. So anyway, the point was that, verse 23, talking about the law, you know, taught men to worship the Lord and to worship God and praise God. But the woman, the Lord answered her. The Lord said, look, you don't have to go to Jerusalem or any other place really to worship the Lord, right? That's past, no? So, but the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. The Lord teaching that we are created to worship God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And of course, the woman said, And the Bible, the Lord said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Lord teaches us how to really worship the Father in verse 24. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So part of his thing, he taught us all these things and so on. So, and you know, at one time, and what they call a triumphant entry to Jerusalem and so on, towards the last part of his ministry, before the judgment hall, before Pilate and all those things, you know, before the crucifixion, so in Luke chapter 19. So, and as he was entering, the multitudes who have seen the great miracles, they have seen in John 2 how he turned water into wine. See? They have seen in John chapter 9 how the man that was born blind without eyes have seen. You know? They have seen the widow of Nain. The only son that she had died, and the Lord was passing by, and the Lord, you know, turned the funeral procession into, you know, into life and joyfulness, and the whole city turned around, you know. They've seen many, many miracles and so on. So as he was entering Jerusalem, they were jubilating and rejoicing. Let me go to that one quickly. Let's see what the Lord said, you know. The Lord, you know, and the Pharisees, they are envious, right? You know, the Lord commended those people. You know, they correct their actions. Those who appreciate God's goodness, and so they were much, and they were rejoicing. In Luke 19, verse 37, talking about the Lord, how he, you know, how praise was part of his ministry, and he taught us, you know, implicitly, you know, by looking at what he did. So in Luke 19, 37, and when he was come nigh, even now, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. They were so jubilant, praise God, those who appreciate the word of the Lord and so on. You know, of course, the Pharisees, envious, hear what he said, and some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. Praise God. See? But the Lord now emphasized, look, you know, he wrote to them, look. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if this should hold their peace, the stones will immediately cry out. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, commended those who are praising God and, you know, magnifying the Lord and so on, that, you know. And of course, you know, so just a little, you know, think about the Lord, how he taught us about the power of praise, you know, in the most hopeless situation. He was giving thanks to the Father. He said, I know that you hear me always. So I think many things have been said about praise, and it is true. Even some Old Testament prophets, you know, they practice it. We all know the common scenario in 2 Chronicles 20, Jehoshaphat, right? You know, we know that story very well. And I remember what he said. All of a sudden, there was this multinational armies around him and so on. And there came a report and so on. And of course, they called the people, even both elders, let us seek the Lord. They both Judah and Jerusalem, they called together and saw the Lord. I remember that prayer, one of the things he said is this. He said, Lord, neither do we know what to do. Amen? Praise the Lord. And one of the prophecies he then came forth, prophecy, and it was, that came a prophecy. What do you do in time of trouble? Set yourself to praise the beauty of holiness, amen? Set yourself to praise the Lord. And they set singers and trumpeters and all that, you know, as the prophecy said, that's how they got a deliverance. Praise God. So no matter what the situation is, sometimes we pray too much. Well, we can't pray too much, but the importance of prayer and praise and worship, very, very vital. Even the more difficult situation we face, the more praise we should give unto the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. One of the things that, you know, you taught us, no matter what it is, you are in control in the name of the Lord. Isn't that one of the reasons why Lucifer was cut out of heaven? He couldn't stand the shout of hallelujah that was shouted tonight. And he fell like lightning from there, never to see heaven again. You know, because he couldn't stand it. If you couldn't stand those high praises of the cherubims and the seraphim and the 20 and the 4 elders casting down their crowns before the throne and worshiping the Lord, how can he stand it on earth among people who know how to praise the Lord? He couldn't. So Lord, we thank you for teaching us the power of praise and worship with our prayers. And Lord, many, many more victory will we win as we practice the scriptures and the truth of praising God in every situation. The Apostle Paul learned the same thing, and he passed them to us by the Holy Ghost. He said, in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So we thank you tonight, Lord. We worship and we adore you for the reading of thy word, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. So I will just quickly jump to the